This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Prophetic Dua. Today, inshallah, we're going to discuss a couple of concepts. We're not going to talk about a specific dua, maybe a genre of dua, called thana of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does this mean and why is it important? Imagine if someone, for instance, walked in on a great king. He walks into his kingdom. And this person, instead of asking the king for something, even though he might have needs, instead of mentioning his needs and the things that he wants or the things that he requires, he just praises the king. He tells the king, "You're so amazing, your help has benefited so many people, your wisdom has averted so many problems," and he praises the king. The king will feel so happy with this man who has praised him, that he will turn to his people, and he will tell them, "Take care of whatever needs this man has." And they might end up even giving him more than he would have asked for himself. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلِ الْأَعْلَى Belonging to God are the most beautiful, the highest examples. Sometimes just by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just by praising Him and not even asking Him, we may attain more from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than we would otherwise. And many of us make dua only asking, "Allahumma rizqni, Allahumma ghfirli, oh Allah forgive me, oh Allah give me, oh Allah provide for me, oh Allah give me mercy." We're just asking, asking, asking. And if all of our dua is in this concept, is only just asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then really our dua is lacking something. There's something missing from our dua. Because dua is two types. There is dua al-mas'ala, the dua of requesting, asking from Allah, "Oh Allah give me this, oh Allah grant me this." And the other type of dua is this type, thana, praising Allah, glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You may have noticed when you were in the masjid, maybe during the prayer of witr, and the imam is making dua. And sometimes people are saying ameen, and sometimes they're not saying ameen. And you're wondering, why is it that people sometimes say ameen and don't say ameen? The reason for this is this. When there is a mas'ala, when there is a request being asked of Allah, then you should say ameen. Because ameen says, "Oh Allah, I respond to this. Oh Allah, I agree with this. Oh Allah, I want this. I also am asking for this." And it doesn't make sense to say ameen when the person is praising Allah. And that's why when Allah is being praised, you don't say ameen. Rather, you can say, "Ya Allah," you can say subhanak, or you can remain silent, or you can repeat what the imam is asking for. And all of that is permissible, inshallah. But this is, the reality is that this concept of thana, this concept of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is in fact more important than even requesting from Allah. It is more important than asking from Allah, just praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Afdal du'a alhamdulillah." He said, the best of du'a is what? Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, praise belongs to Allah. What are you asking for? How is this a du'a? The Prophet says, this is the best du'a. Not only is it a du'a, it is the best du'a. Yet what are you asking Allah for? You're praising Allah Azza wa Jal. And when you praise Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond to you without you even asking. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us how to make du'a to Him when he revealed to us Umm al-Qur'an, when He revealed to us Surah al-Fatiha, the most powerful du'a in the Qur'an. And how does that dua begin with? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise belongs to Allah. And through this you remember and you recognize Allah Azza wa Jal has granted me, Allah has given me, Allah has blessed me. And it's as if you're saying, "Oh Allah, you've blessed me with so much, so please increase me more." Even though you didn't specifically, explicitly ask Allah for anything, it's as if by mentioning His blessings upon you and His worth of praise and the fact that He's praiseworthy, that this alone is like asking Allah to give you more blessings. When you say Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, you're mentioning that Allah is the most merciful, the most compassionate. It's as if you're asking Allah to give you more mercy and compassion. Maliki Yawmiddin, you're remembering that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the King of the Day of Judgment. You're remembering Allah Azza wa Jal as the one full of greatness, as the one who has power over every affair. And it's as if you're saying, "Oh Allah, you have power over every affair, please help me in my problems." When you say إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, you're recognizing Allah's right over us and our need for Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of this is thana. All of this is praise of Allah before you even ask Allah for something. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ Guide us to the straight path. And it shows us that the best dua towards Allah Azza wa Jal includes and even precedes, the beginning of it is thana of Allah, praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You begin by praising Him and then you ask Him, because asking Him straight away, it's lacking something. It's lacking a little bit of decorum. It's lacking a little bit of, you know, the proper way to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this reason, you know, subhanAllah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, خير الدعاء دعاء يوم عرفة. The best dua that is made on the day of Arafah. And then he says, خير ما قلت أنا والنبيون من قبلي لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. He says, the best thing that I and all of the other prophets have said. So he's saying the best dua is the dua of Arafah. And the best dua made on Arafah is what I and the other prophets have said. What is it? لا إله إلا الله. There is no God but Allah. There is none with the right to be worshipped save Allah. وحده لا شريك له. He alone, no partners ascribed to Him. له الملك, belonging to Him is the kingdom. وَلَهُ الْحَمْدِ, belonging to Him is all praise. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, and He is powerful and capable over all things. What is being asked in this dua? Nothing is being asked, but it is thana of Allah, it is the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet the Prophet says this is the best dua on the best day to make dua. And of course you can make this dua on any day that you want to. And a man came to Sufyan ibn Uyayna and he said to him, where is the question in this dua? Like he asked the same question. He's like, where's the question? You're just praising Allah. Where's the question? And Sufyan, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he responded to the man. He said, didn't you hear the hadith of the Prophet? He said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith Qudsi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ شَغَلَهُ ذِكْرِي عَنْ مَسْأَلَتِي أَعْطَيْتَهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَسْأَلَنِي. He said, whoever has become busy by remembering me instead of asking me. You're remembering Allah, you're praising Allah, you're glorifying Allah, and you're doing that, you become busy with that before asking Allah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعْطَيْتَهُ, I will give him without him even asking, or before him even asking. That just the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if you don't, you know, get to your question, your requests and what you want from Allah azza wa jalla, just praising Him causes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you and to grant you maybe even more. And you see this in some of the dua that is mentioned in the Qur'an. For instance, Ayyub alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. What did Ayyub say? What is his dua? أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ. Oh Allah, hardship, difficulty has befallen me, distress has befallen me. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And you are the most merciful of those who show mercy. What did he ask for? He didn't ask for anything. He just said, oh Allah, hardship has come to me, and you are the most merciful. His praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is his dua. By praising Allah azza wa jal, he knows that Allah azza wa jal will respond to that praise. Likewise, we see the dua of Prophet Yunus when he's in the belly of the whale. What does he say? La ilaha illa ant, subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. He says, none has the right to be worshipped other than you. La ilaha illa ant. Subhanak, you are the one who is perfect. All glory belongs to you. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. I was of those who were wrong. Where does he ask Allah for anything? Where does he ask Allah, save me from this whale, take me out of this darkness, take me out of the pain of being in the stomach of this whale? He doesn't say any of it. Rather, he just glorifies Allah Azza wa Jal and acknowledges his own faults. And just by praising Allah, glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is saved. فَنَجَّيْنَاهُ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ. Allah says, we responded to him and we saved him from that hardship and difficulty. And so many of the dua that we will cover during this month of Ramadan when we go through our series, they will be full of praise of Allah Azza wa Jal. And when you make dua at home, make sure that you praise Allah often, that you begin with praise. You say Alhamdulillah, you praise Allah Azza wa Jal. And as you're praising Him, you're thinking of your need for Him and your desire for Him to respond to your needs. I hope this has been beneficial, and make sure to join us throughout the month of Ramadan for more videos where we will take different dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and learn lessons from them, extract lessons from them that can benefit us, and that we can learn the dua in order for us to make that dua, whether we are at home or in the future inshallah in the masjid. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.